Very smooth, simply red, which is appropriate as we are about to delve into the mysteries of a simply red bottle of wine. It's the Tops of Lifestyle Wine of the Week with my very dear friend Eamon Darling back in the saddle after an absence of a week or so. Yeah, it's always good to see you, Eamon. And bring in a lovely bottle of Anton Rupert Optima 2020, all I can suggest is it's going to be a good afternoon. That's so it. Let's talk about this wine.
So, Dave, it's the Anton Rupert Optima. Comes from a big stable of wines. They've got quite a few farms under the brand, the big brand that they are. This is just one of them, the Optima. They also do the Protea range of wines, the Lomarins. A lot of people know Lomarins. This is another range that they do. We also do the Optima, which is this one. They also do Cape of Good Hope, which another big range that comes out from them. And they also do the other wines that they do there now. I'm getting lost now with this. Is the Terra del Capo range, which comes, same winemaker.
With a postage stamp on the bottle.
That's it, yes. That's the one. We had Vernon van der Hoven. Vernon van der Hoven. I get a bit tongue twisted with these Afrikaans names. Vernon van der Hoven is the winemaker. So he makes the Optima, and he also makes the Arnie and some of the Cape of Good Hope wines. But we're not tasting them. We're tasting this nice 2020 beautiful red wine that we have here in front of us. Funny thing is with these, they cellar this wine, Dave, after harvesting for 2 years. So we're drinking the 2020. So the next vintage that we'll be tasting will be 2022, which is
every second year.
Every second year they release
and
it.
Why do they leave it for so long?
They have it the mindset that the wine it improves. It's only getting better in the oak barrels, the new French oak barrels that it's got into, and they taste it every couple of months to make sure the taste is consistent.
Oh.
So every year, the consistency is there. So you're tasting the same wine basically every year, with the exception of the 15, which was one of the most outstanding vintages from the farm to make in the Cape Winemaster overseas. Now, he rated it very highly rated at 2015, so you can't even get it at the moment. But this, everything in the bottle, all hand-picked by hand. The vines are all hand-picked, transported by small little trucks. In lugs, so that grapes don't get damaged, and then into the winery where they are then sorted. Funny thing is with this now, they go into the sorting, but everything is still done by hand, Dave.
The age-old method
of making wine. So everything is all done by hand. It's destemmed, any extra leaves that are there, all pulled across. It goes along in a big conveyor belt, and they only pull the finest berries out from there, and then in they go into the tank then, and it's not pressed, it's just loaded, and it's basically like where they
so it compresses itself.
Wow. The weight of the grapes, yeah. So it's free run juice, actually free run juice with no intervention there at all, which is
an interesting
premium wine,
very interesting technique. And according to the vintage notes, the 2020 vintage yield was significantly higher than the preceding 2019 vintage, which had experienced 3 years of severe drought, which couldn't have been good for anyone. The changing weather conditions during the flowering and fruit set period in October resulted in some uneven ripening. But moderate weather during the growing season produced strong growth and denser canopies. The slightly cooler conditions leading up to harvest produced excellent fruit with balanced acidity and concentrated flavors. So this was a celebration after a couple of years of hard slog.
A lot of people ask, what's a canopy? Some people ask me, what's a canopy? And I says, it's not the canopy that you'd find on the roof of your house now. It's nothing like that. On the vines, you'll get them earlier on the year where the leaves are growing and little offshoots are growing. They break some of them away. But the canopy on the vine is actually
the leaves
that grow over the top that shelter the grapes, protect the grapes basically from
getting burnt as well.
Yes. Getting sunburnt, yes.
Well, listen, let's take a little breather while we enjoy a taste of, and we will certainly come back on the other side and give it to you from the heart, as we say in the classics. This is the opportunity we've been waiting for, with the Doobie Brothers rocking down the highway. Eamon will pop the cork, pour a little taster, and here's hoping. Brothers rocking down the highway. We're back. We're talking the Antoni Rupert Optima 2020. Now, according to the tasting notes, it's a complex bouquet of fruitcake, cedar, cocoa, and a perfumed whiff of dried lavender. Broad, fleshy, and succulent. With all of that, the nose promises being delivered on the palate. Absolutely, they do. But I would, as identified instantly, Eamon, by your good self, they talk about the rich, dark fruitcake flavor. And you were talking about plums and cherries, and there it is. I mean, it's that absolutely there.
It's like when you're making a home, if your granny or your mother made a Christmas cake.
Exactly.
With all those ingredients.
But here is the other thing that we instantly identified, and it comes up in the notes. Wonderfully soft, rounded, and silky palate. And there it is. You'd think maybe after 2 years in oak that you would have a little bit more, as you said, tannins
in it.
Coming through that, you know, tend to make it a little bit harsher. But
a bit more grippy.
This.
Soft.
Oh, it's a delight.
It is.
So, gosh. All I can suggest is that, as they say here, it's impressive density and concentration that doesn't overwhelm, but leaves you with the impression that life is good.
Very good. With a glass of this any day.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
And what are we talking about price-wise? Where does it sit on the shelves?
Well, Dave, it's premium wine from Premium Farm. So, obviously, we're looking at $249.99 a bottle.
So it's a good wine. It's not the cheapest on the shelf.
It isn't.
But you're getting absolute value for money here.
For what's in there? Yes, I think so.
And what a wonderful opportunity to either use it as a gift for someone that you really care for, or simply to share with people that you really care for. Because you could sit and drink it by yourself. I would happily do that. But
myself.
It's so much nicer enjoyed in good company.
In good company. Two people. Perfect.
Absolutely wonderful. I would give this Antoni Rupert Optima full marks. Two great thumbs up and a gold star. Really good. If you're a red wine lover, you know, it's a Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, blend. So it falls into, you know, it's not a,
it's not your actual,
it's not really Merlot per se, but it falls into that camp to a degree.
It would do, yes, definitely. But it's, as they say, with the taste, you know, it's got all of that in it, but it's identifying those varietals that are in there, but combined, that nose, that that expression, that taste, that's what the Merlot does. It just softens it all
down. It really does. And you know what? If you're a traditional Pinotage lover that has possibly moved away to because of the fact that some of the earlier Pinotage were a bit harsh, I suggest you switch now to this magnificent tipple. They're phoning me to thank me for
the other cases.
But absolutely. This is a serious wine for those that enjoy the good things in life.
Definitely,
we, I think, could nail it to the mast as another great triumph. But that's why the wine of the week is designed to give you a kind of overview of what is really happening in the cellars and, most importantly, on the shelves at Tops at Lifestyle. Great range. But generally speaking, and I've got to compliment you guys, we've been tasting wine for months now. I would say probably years. And I, with very, very few exceptions, have ever been disappointed. And that's quite amazing when you look at the vast range
of
what, because there are some harsh wines out there.
I mean, there's a few out there. I won't mention the names, but we don't have them.
Well, it's reassuring to know.
Certain brands, but myself and Valencia are always on hand to assist if you're looking for something in particular, something special, or to get to know your palate, to get to know your taste. And if you're drinking this all the time, well, then it's excellent. It's always another stage to move up from there, or to move across to another brand, another winery, from maybe just down the road. But then the taste of that is going to change totally different because of the area. Maybe you're going into a cooler climate, you're going into Stellenbosch, or you're going into Elgin, where these are now. They're not far from the coast, so it's got that little bit of the vines have got that coastal, that weather, that influence on the vines, where you get into a cooler climate now, the taste will change totally different.
And that's what makes the wine experience at Thompson Lifestyle so special. You're talking to people like Eamon and his team who really understand what makes a good wine, but more importantly, what might suit you, because we're all different, and it's lovely to be able to speak to people and discuss these things so that you can get recommendations that will work for you. So that's it is another success from Tops at Lifestyle. And Eamon, thank you for this exquisite treat, the tasting of the Antoni Rupert Optima 2020.
You're very welcome.
You're going to be at First Thursday.
First Thursday is this evening, Dave. Yeah, we have got some great wines on show this evening. Some two great farms. We've got Zamfleet. The Shirazes will be on show, and we got Bellevue. Bellevue Wine Farm will be there as well. So some exceptional wines that's going to be there as well to taste this evening.
So that's a treat waiting for you if you are thinking about what to do this evening or late afternoon. Pop along to the Lifestyle Centre, to the studio's precinct, and join in the fun at the First Thursday celebration, where Eamon and his team will be there, and you can chat wine and good times until, well, the
wine runs out.
Wine's down. And we'll be back again in a week's time for another Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. Thanks, Eamon.
Thanks, Dave.